just him. There's five layups that Harbor Beach has missed.
Now Jeff Wright, the young man for Ubley, dribbling on the left wing to Kabanski, back to right to Sweeney, resets the half-court set. 4.5 to play in the first. 0-0 Harbor Beach versus Ubley. Sweeney, top of the key, being guarded by Eli Kraft, picks up his dribble. Over to Kabanski, now back to Sweeney. He pops a three from about 2 feet behind. It's good. First points of the game come with three from Nick Sweeney. And now we have a whistle. A lot of off-the-ball calls tonight. No word yet on what exactly it was. Almost looks like a warning against one of the teams. We'll find out from Ryan Brown here in a second.
It's probably the ball going through the hoop, and it was touched by an Ubley player, and that's a delay of game.
Aaron Ginther, now it's over to Eli Kraft. Ginther in the corner. Harbor Beach trails Ubley 3-0, and it's out of bounds, nearly stolen away. Nearly stolen away by number 34, Tyler Brandle, the first substitute for Ubley tonight. Eli Kraft underneath his own hoop, inbounding it to Andrew Seaman. In the lane to Oswald, out to Jonathan Kraft. Now Aaron Ginther drives in the lane. He loses the handle on it, and Nick Sweeney's there to bring it in. Sweeney pops the three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound Seaman. And here comes Harbor Beach in transition. It's Ginther against Morello for the layup. This one rims all the way in and out. No good. And now we have a foul over the back against Harbor Beach. Number two, Brennan Oswald. That's his first. Harbor Beach is second. And so it'll be Ubley ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio.
3:43 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Ubley. Looks like Harbor Beach is just going to have to settle down a little bit, get in the flow of the game.
Jeff Wright now to Nick Sweeney. Right wing, being guarded by Kraft. Drives into the lane, kicks it out to Kabanski, who drives into the lane down the baseline. This one, the runner's no good. Rebound, Kraft, Eli Kraft.
Ubley showing a lot of hustle on transition defense. They're really getting back, Clark.
And now we have a whistle. A lot of fouls being called so far in this game. It's a push against Ubley. Harbor Beach ball will get it out of bounds. Fouls against number 34, Tyler Brandle, his first, and Ubley's third. Ubley still leads 3-0. The only points come from Nick Sweeney with a three at the four-minute mark. Eli Kraft down the baseline for the layup. This one's no good. He nearly gets his own rebound. His brother does instead. Now Aaron Ginther at the high post tries to pass over to Eli Kraft and nearly takes a fan's head off. Ball out of bounds, and Ubley gets the ball back.
I think a sixth man called for that pass.
3:05 left in the first. It's Ubley 3, Harbor Beach nothing. Nick Sweeney drives down the lane, kicks it out to Brandle in the right corner, now to Morrell in between the high and low post. This one, jump shot, no good. And the putback from Brandle is good. It's Ubley 5, Harbor Beach nothing. 2:48 left in the first. Over to Aaron Ginther, left wing. Still yet to score are the Pirates. Jonathan Kraft in the corner, back to Eli Kraft, right wing. Brandon Oswald going to work in the lane. Andrew Seaman at the high post drives down the lane for the shot, and this one's good. He is fouled on the shot, and it's an old-fashioned three-point play coming up for the Pirates. The first points of the night for Harbor Beach comes from Andrew Seaman at 2:36 mark in the first quarter. It's Ubley 5, Harbor Beach 2. Foul goes against number 54, Trenton Morrell, his first. Ubley's fourth as we have some substitutions. Callan Cook checks in for Harbor Beach, replaces Oswald. And number 20 for Ubley, Kyle Rumzik checks in for Ubley. Jeff Wright sits down. Free throw is good. And Harbor Beach on the board with 3 points. 5-3, 2:33 left in the first. Nick Sweeney has it in the right corner. He takes the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound by Rumzik. Keeps the possession alive for Ubley. Now Kabanski being guarded by Ginther on the left wing. Now to Sweeney. Now we have a push on Harbor Beach's defense of number 22, Eli Kraft, his first. And the Pirates' third.
This is a very tight whistle, a very quick whistle. And both teams are just going to have to adjust.
Nick Sweeney in with the pass. 5-3, Ubley by 2. Kabanski in the right wing, dribbles into the right elbow, picks up his dribble, down to Brandle in the right block, going against Kraft, puts the jump shot up. This one's short, rebound Kraft, and here comes Aaron Ginther in transition against Sweeney with the layup, and this one's good. It's a tie ball game at 5 apiece after Ubley's 5-0 run to start the game is matched by a run by Hartreach exactly the same. Minute 45 left in the first, 5-5. Sweeney for three, left wing. This one hits nothing but air and it bounces out of bounds. Hartreach ball, minute 37 left in the first. John, kind of an odd game so far here as we have a timeout called by Ubley. Nick Ken Piccola, full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW.
When our children or grandchildren are part of the team, it means a lot to them if we can be there to cheer them on. Since that is not always possible, the John Schmigelski family of Ubley and Minden City is pleased to help support this game broadcast. The Schmigelski family is involved in club, community, and church activities because we care about people. If you wish to pre-plan a funeral, purchase a monument, or if you have an immediate need, call your knowledgeable and caring professional funeral director, John Schmigelski, at 989-658-8501.
Jarrett Price
and RJ McGarra
here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
RJ, listen to this. The all-new Ram 1500 with available 8-speed transmission is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year.
So, Ford F-Series is America's best-selling truck 36 years in a row. That's longer than you've been alive, Jarrett.
Ram 1500.
Ford F-Series.
See us today for one of yours.
At Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, the volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer of the thumb. M81, just west of Caro, or on the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
You're tuned to WLEW. It's 5-5. Harbor Beach has tied the ball game against Ubley after Ubley came out with five straight points. With a minute 20 left, Aaron Ginther's three, no good. Rebound, Kamoski. Here comes Ubley in transition, and Kamoski with the finger roll from the right side is up and good. It's 7-5. Ubley leads Harbor Beach. 1 minute remains in the fourth, or in the first. Andrew Seaman goes to work inside the lane. This one's good. He gets another three-point play potential here as he goes up for the hook shot from the right side. It's fouled on the way up. The basket is good, and he's in line for one. Fouls against Ubley. That'd be their team's fifth. And more than likely against Trent Morrell, which indeed it is, his second.
Ubley should have a pretty good idea about Mr. Seaman, because Mr. Seaman wound up scoring 20 and 12 in the first two meetings of this season. Right now we have Ubley with the ball, and there is a foul. We'll see who this is on. Falls on number 10, should be Nick Sweeney. That would be his first. Check that, that was on Schelke for Harbor Beach. Schelke grabs the rebound, and up to Seaman. Seaman scores, looks like he has another opportunity for a three-point play.
And in fact, that would be the third straight three-point play potential here for Andrew Seaman. He's fouled on the transition layup from the right side. Makes the basket, and he's heading the line for another one as the foul's against number 20, Kyle Rumzik, his first, and Ubley's sixth. So basically for the entire second quarter here, Harbor Beach will be in the bonus. The next one is 1-1. Andrew Seaman at the line shooting one. This one is good. He's now 2-for-3 on the night with quite a few points to boot, 8 points of Harbor Beach's 10. It's 10-7, Harbor Beach by three. And to number 22 in the left block, misses it for Ubley. Then it's Damien Irving. They get the rebound. And Gabe Messing goes up for the putback, and he is fouled, and the shot is good. A beautiful looking play there with the hustle play from Gabe Messing. Has the potential to tie it back up here at 10 apiece.
Gabe Messing has been the pirate killer last two times that they played. He scored 11 points and 16 points respectively. So the Harbor Beach Pirates, they do know what his quality is.
And the quality is he's at the line shooting one, trying to tie back up at 10. And the fifth team foul against Harbor Beach. We'll get that foul there for you in a second. We're having some technical difficulties on our side here, as the free throw from Messing is no good. It's 10-9. Harbor Beach leads as Colin Cook goes from the runner from the left side. This one a little ugly. Andrew Seaman brings in the rebound, back out to Aaron Ginther, back to Eli Kraft, nearly took the three. Josh Schelke in there for the first time, takes the three from the left corner. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound into Andrew Seaman, goes to work in the paint. This one's good.